Would you ever use that word about, say if you had two boys and three girls, you'd say you had five children, you know. Would you ever use, talk about them as so many heads of children?
No.
Okay. Would you, do you ever use the word tassel?
Tassel?
Yeah. To say you had a tassel of children. Okay. What do you call the outside of an ear of corn?
Chuck.
Okay. And the kind of corn that you eat off the cob?
Rosnear.
Okay. And the top of the corn stalk?
That's a tassel.
Okay. And the stringy stuff that comes off the ear of corn?
That's the silks.
Okay. And this is a large round fruit that you make pie out of at Thanksgiving. It's orange. It's a big old thing. Kids will make a jack-o'-lantern.
Oh, pumpkin.
Okay. And this is a kind of small yellow vegetable with sort of a crooked neck.
That's potato pumpkin.
Okay, I'll think of another word. It's small.
Potato squash.
Okay.
Oh, and then you're talking about
talking about squash.
Squash, yeah, squash.
Okay. And what kind of melons do you raise?
Well, they raise mushmelons here and watermelons, and of course you take a pumpkin that's on the melon side, and
yeah. Are there different kinds of watermelons?
Oh yes, several different kinds.
Do you know the names for some of them?
Yeah, there's a red snake watermelon, and there's the big round green watermelon. I do know them. And then there's a little bit of green watermelon, got a little bit of seed.
Yes, what are they called?
I just call them all the sweet watermelon. They're
yeah.
the sweetest name. And then there's the cantaloupe. That's a mushmelon. Now the cantaloupe, and they're small. And then there's a mushmelon, it's bigger. And then
yeah.
there's a banana cantaloupe, and it's long.
Yeah.
I know them three out of the mushmelon.
Okay. And this is something that might spring up in the woods or fields after it rains. Sort of umbrella shaped.
That's a mushroom.
Okay. What do you call them? The kinds of something that looks like a mushroom, only it's not good to eat.
They're the poison kind.
Yeah, what do you call them?
Just call them the poison kind.
Or toad something, or frog?
No. What we eat is what's called frog stools.
Oh, frog stools are good to eat?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Okay.
But no, if you ever gather any, be sure it's got that ruffle around the stem and they're white.
Okay, have you ever heard of dry land fish?
Yeah, that grows in the spring. That's another mushroom.
Is it good to eat?
Yes, it is. It's delicious.
What did you call it? No.
You can call them dry land fish, or you can call them the spring mushrooms. They grow in spring, and they grow up kind of in this shape, you know. And they've got little holes all in them, like honeycomb.
Oh. Okay, you say that he couldn't eat that piece of meat because it got stuck in his throat and he couldn't.
That's a fish bone, I guess,
wouldn't it? Yeah, he couldn't, what?
Couldn't swallow.
Okay, he couldn't. It stuck in his throat, he couldn't...
Couldn't get it down?
Yeah, he couldn't what? He couldn't swallow.
Well, he couldn't swallow it. He'd have to eat
okay.
some cornbread or something. Take a big mouth of cornbread. A lot of times you get a bone in your throat, you know, and swallow it. That'll get it out.
Okay.
But you want to swallow a big swallow.
Okay. And what do you call the things that people smoke made out of tobacco?
Cigarette. Cigars.
Okay. And you say, somebody offers to do you a favor, and you say, well, I appreciate it, but I don't want to be, what?
If somebody did what my heart?
Someone offered to do you a favor, and you might say, well, thank you, I appreciate it, but I don't want to be.
Be no trouble to you.
Yeah. Or would you say be beholden or be obligated? Or?
Well, I wouldn't feel like, well. Like a child, you know, wouldn't be obligated to do what they wanted to. I'd say you wouldn't be obligated to do it. That meant, you know, they wouldn't know just exactly how.
Yeah.
But if it was somebody that really wanted to and I did know how, I'd say I appreciate it, but I hate you for all that trouble.
Yeah.